Alaska is shaken by more earthquakes than any other state. Sometimes they hit pretty hard, like the magnitude 7.3 earthquake that rattled southwest Alaska back in July. But what if residents could get an alert a few moments before they feel anything? It's not science fiction, and it's not earthquake prediction either. Other states already have a system that detects earthquakes early and sends out a message to people who might feel the shake. And as Shelby Herbert reports for the Alaska Desk, scientists are trying to figure out what it would take to make that happen here.
What would you do if you knew you had 10 seconds before an earthquake hit? I can tell you a few things people are already doing with that kind of time. Let's see how many I can fit into 10 seconds. A dentist can pull a drill out of your mouth, cities can shut off gas and water valves or slow trains to protect passengers. Teachers can tell students to dive under their desks, you could grab your fine china and... Wait, you gotta hear this one. Robert DeGroote is a U.S. Geological Service spokesperson in California. And one time when he got the alert, he had over 24 needles sticking out of his body.
I was actually getting acupuncture when an earthquake happened. I actually had to protect myself and also respond to the earthquake itself while this was all going on with 35 needles in me.
DeGroote works with USGS to develop and expand a system called Shake Alert. It tells people an earthquake is on its way, usually in the form of a text message. For a few years now, Shake Alert has served over 50 million people in the lower 48. California is set up with it, so are Washington and Oregon. Mexico started implementing a similar system decades before the United States, and Canada's went live last year. But why not Alaska? Alex Foscos is a grad student with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute. He's working to find out what it would take to bring that system up here.
This talk about early warning hasn't really entered into the public general awareness, I don't think, for Alaska. One of the main goals of this study is to have a set of numbers that we can go talk to people about and say, hey, would you be interested in this?
Shake Alert gets triggered when an earthquake releases a ton of energy deep underground, which moves up to the surface in two waves. The first is called a P wave.
Those are fast waves, but they're not very strong.
Sensors close to the earthquake pick up those fast-moving P waves and relay that information to the state earthquake center. A potential early warning system would then create an alert with an estimate of how strong the shaking will be. Many people could get that alert before they feel the potentially damaging S wave.
And those waves are slower, but they're a lot stronger, and they usually bring the strong ground motion.
But there's a huge barrier to getting the system up and running in Alaska. Money. Fosco says, for it to work, the state needs more earthquake monitoring infrastructure.
You know, a lot of the stations are out in rough, remote areas. The winters are very cold and harsh, and we do have to do a lot of maintenance on stations to keep them up and running. So that, combined with just the size of Alaska, that we need a lot of stations and a lot of coverage for a functional early warning network.
He says an early warning system could have bought communities on the Alaska Peninsula more than 10 seconds to prepare for strong shaking from July's magnitude 7.3 earthquake, but it would cost about $66 million up front to bring an earthquake early warning system to Alaska. Maintenance could be another $12 million a year. Fosco says the federal government would have to foot the bill, unless private partners want to chip in. USGS spokesperson DeGroote, the guy with the needles, says that's already happening in California.
We produce the data, and then we work with third parties like Google and others to actually deliver alerts to cell phones. So I help build those relationships with those third parties to actually take our data and actually use it to keep people safe.
Michael West is the state seismologist with the Alaska Earthquake Center. He's in charge of the project to map out the future of Shake Alert in the state. He says, despite the financial and logistical hurdles, he knows it'll get here. It'll just take time.
It is not an if question, because that's just where the world is moving. But at some point in our future, early warning will be something that we all wake up and kind of just take for granted as one of those public services that exists.
As it stands, he's not sure when it'll happen. There's no federal or state funding for the project, and no corporate sponsors have come forward. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Shelby Herbert.